It is 8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Comdick, Esther, thanks for being with us here on this Thursday morning. Well, it's a young man, 2022 graduate of Galesburg High School, and just wants people in the area to know if you have a family member, if you have issues with autism or ADHD. Nicholas McMahill feels your pain, and he's here to talk. Nicholas, good morning. How are you today?
I am good.
Well, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. We appreciate it. All right. Well, let's talk about this. 2022 graduate of Galesburg High School. Talk about kind of your upbringing and at the point where you were actually diagnosed and what's kind of happened since then.
So I was diagnosed with ADHD around 5, and my latest diagnosis with autism was 16, which to me personally, I should have been diagnosed before then. But not many people knew that I had autism because of teachers didn't see that I had it, but they were kind of showing it in my freshman year of high school because I was not wanting to go to school as much.
Yeah. Do you know what some of the symptoms, whether it was teachers or doctors or your parents saw?
Basically, I was just not wanting to go to school. Basically, I was wanting to stay home most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah. That's when I noticed that I was autistic.
Yeah, that wasn't the reason I didn't want to go. I just didn't like it.
Same here.
not to make light of it. But okay, so what? So talk about some of the other things. I mean, for you personally, or you know, things maybe other things your parents noticed, and with the ADHD, number one, when you were younger.
So the ADHD they noticed because I was doing many different signs that kind of showed signs of ADHD. It wasn't like a thing that they knew I had it when I was 5 because my pediatrician was the one who noticed it. And she's like, you should get Nick tested. And I'm like, well, I didn't know that, but my parents did. But they were like, you need to get Nicholas tested. And I'm like, to me personally, I think it was best that they got me tested because if I didn't and I struggled through my life now, It is now much easier being diagnosed with both that I'm able to actually do the things I need to do. But I still struggle each day with challenges and face walls there and then and there.
Yeah.
And all that.
Well, and there are so many different levels of whether it's autism or ADHD also, mm-hmm. but you are, so for you, fortunately, you're able to still go to school and everything each mm-hmm. day. So were you treated with medications or what?
So I had medication through elementary through halfway through middle school, and then that's when it stopped because I felt like I was wired, never got any sleep or nothing. And my parents were like, we think that this medicine's messing with him to make it for him not to be able to sleep, or because I was even eating a lot more than I should have.
Yeah. Well, so like in school, for instance, did you have trouble concentrating? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so, but then the medication didn't really necessarily help with that. At least as you got older, it didn't help as
far
as that.
No, it kept me wired.
yeah, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. All right, so so you're just kind of wanting to let people know that you're somebody, if they have a family member or, you know, wanting to know about it, you're somebody that's out there that people can talk to.
I just want people to know that I'm here in the Galesburg area and that I just want them to know that I'm here to talk to them and I can give Chris or Tyler my information, and you guys can reach out to me via I also have Facebook, so if anybody wants to, they can reach out to me there, because I'd love to talk to you and hear your story and eventually get a chance to meet everybody that watches this or sees this.
Have you gotten a chance to do that, you know, as late or growing up, maybe other kids at your point in school with mm-hmm. you that maybe had the same issues? Or?
Well, I have a personal page, and I have a page that talks about my neurodivergent journey, which that's also on Facebook. Basically, I felt like I wanted a space to tell my story, whether it be on my, because I don't want to flood my own personal Facebook page with that. I want to set a page directly for that and just let people know that, like, if you're struggling, you know you have somebody to talk to. I might not always answer, but if you leave me a message or message me on my Facebook page or even an email, I'll likely answer you back, whether it not be that same day, whether it be a day later. because I do have life things and I do get busy sometimes and it's kind of hard.
Nicholas McMahill joining us here this morning. So talk, when you were in school, were there other kids that you had classes with or whatever, or even classes in grade school that had same or similar issues? Or?
I was in multiple programs within elementary. So I was in the BD program downstairs for pretty much my kindergarten through, I want to say, about first grade. Mm-hmm. And then first grade, I was in regular classes.
Okay. So that's good. You did get to participate in regular classes.
Yes.
So I got to ask this question. I know, because kids can be mean. Was there any bullying? Did you have to deal with that?
Kind of, yes.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Growing up as a kid out at my complex, there was I'm going to say this not to be rude, but somebody that tried to steal my scooter.
Ah, that's not good.
Yeah, that like this person was not a good person, and they stole it. So we had to call the cops on them because of that, because it was my property, and
yeah. You
don't take somebody's property.
There you go. That's pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
You would think. All right. Nicholas McMahill joining us here this morning. So you're also, you told me you're doing a podcast. So you're kind of talking mm-hmm. about some of these issues on your podcast. Is that right?
Yes. So this new podcast is called The Neurodivergent Nation. And what we'll go over in this podcast will be people that are neurodivergent or in a neurodivergent umbrella that consists of anxiety, depression, ADHD, autism. I just want to create a space on Spotify and be able to tell my story or even hear it from other people's point of views. And I just want people to know that that is a safe space to talk about it and not feel so closed about it, and have an open door to talk about your story and let people listen to what you're going through and maybe see if they can help you.
Do you ever get tired of the term on the spectrum?
Yes.
Hearing that? Yeah, I kind of figured you probably would. Because I'm sure you've heard that your entire life growing up.
It's yes.
Like, what level of the spectrum? Or on the spectrum, yeah. Yeah, so you mm-hmm. get tired of that one, huh?
Yes.
Absolutely, yeah. Nicholas McMahill joining us here this morning. All right, so Nicholas, if somebody wants to, you said on you have a Facebook page, they can get a hold of you and, mm-hmm. and listen on your podcast, kind of take a listen. Where will people find your podcast?
It will be on anchor.fm, but it distributes to Spotify, Apple, and many other platforms where you guys will be able to see it.
Okay, and what's it called?
The Neurodivergent Nation.
The Neurodivergent Nation. It's a long name. I can't spell it. May need help. Maybe if I Google your name, maybe it'll come up too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Nicholas, anything else that you want people to know about autism or ADHD that maybe they don't know, the general public, that's not had to deal with it?
I mean, for those, I feel like people that aren't autistic or have ADHD, I mean, I feel like they should at least go through like a course or something to be educated on autism, like how to deal with it. Because I actually watched a YouTube video of a local police department being trained by an autistic person to handle situations that deal with people like that, like me.
Yeah. So what are your plans now? What are you wanting to do with your life? Anything? I know we talked a little bit about radio. Anything else? Any other interest of you, for you?
I mean, to me, really, I think that to me, really, radio and just, I guess, having a podcast and opening up about my story is really what I want to do, and just, I guess, create a space that everybody can talk about, that talk to or talk about or even share it out and create a big platform.
Absolutely.
For my show, hopefully.
Absolutely. Well, Nicholas, thank you so much for taking some time with us here this morning, kind of spreading the word and letting us, helping us understand about autism and ADHD. Mm-hmm. All right. Nicholas, thank you again. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.